The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Jimmy with Joe on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. How are you? How are you? I come before the microphone appreciative that you are there with great respect and knowing that, you know what, we're on a mission just to make sense of everything and just to get through the day without any nonsense. And it's kind of relatively quiet. Joe Biden was in, of course, he did a press conference yesterday. We'll get into that in a moment. And it's just interesting to see how they got him functioning. I'm telling you, you know what's scary, too, is how this whole presidency, no matter, let's just say however it happened, that Joe Biden is there. This candidate is up there. The Manchurian candidate is up there, and he's just walking through. And there, I could just the sketch on SNL. I would hope would be the team, you know, like the Biden team waiting for the blunder to happen. You know, waiting for no, Joe, don't go there. You know, it's like with me. You know, so we were joking in the. At the station the other day, it's like, well, you know, I'm getting older. My birthday's coming up. And I said, I don't know. I like kids. Maybe I'll have more kids. And that's him. Matt Cimbola, the operations manager. No, Joe. Wait, no, Joe, relax. Everything's all right. It's like, you know, you're watching a horror film. Don't go into the house. Don't go in there. You know, it's like, what should it be, Joe? Oh, my goodness. You can't make it up. Hey, so anyway, he's over there trying to make sense of everything. And you know, we'll break it all down for you. But there's really not much to happen. He's with Putin tomorrow. This is all image. It's all an illusion, ladies and gentlemen. And with Biden over there, and we'll see exactly what does happen. I don't see them. Kowtowing to Europe, kowtowing to the rest of the world, to me, is ridiculous. Why, in the name of God, the first thing a forceful president would do was say, how did this virus start? It's like, you know, we just let it go. I just feel we had, and to quote the pharmacist, if I can, because you know me, I'm not going to quote anybody, you know, quote unquote famous. I like real people. And the pharmacist said to me about China with the virus, like the bully kicking sand in our face. And isn't that a great analogy? It's so true. And that's what China did to the United States. And we just turned back and cowered because there's something, and something is very upsetting to me. And people get on me, and I'm going to tell you a story in a second, what happens and how upsetting it is because people. But they don't understand you and I who love the country, who believe in the country. Most of us believe in God. And if you don't, we don't care that you don't believe in God. But some of us believe one nation under God, you know. So when China, the big China, kicks a sand in our face like that, you got to go back big time. Otherwise, they're just going to shut you down. They're just going to shut. It's going to get worse and worse. This president isn't addressing the issue at hand, which is this last year with this coronavirus. He's not going to address it at all. He's not going to address President Xi at all. And it makes him look incredibly weak. And he doesn't say, now, how in the name of God, you tell me, how's this guy going to meet Vladimir Putin? You tell me how this guy is going to meet Vladimir Putin. And I don't honestly know. I don't know. So cutting to, if I may, I want you to listen to this cut of this is President Biden at the news conference. Now, he's going to do a news conference, right? And he's in front of everybody. And you say, well, how is he going to handle it? Think of if it was any other president. Well, I'm going to play you the cut of the of President Biden at the press conference. And you think, and I'm not criticizing because I feel bad. Everybody else is shaking their head and saying, oh, go in. This is terrible. I'm getting mean. No, no, no. You got to embrace this guy and slowly walk him off the stage. You know, then you got Kamala standing by. This is a nut house. This is like a real nut house we got running the country over there, you know. And but listen, this is Joe Biden. Lit the gap, the silence gap. That's not us. That's not a technical mistake. That is the president just not saying anything for almost 7 seconds on an international stage. Yeah, Charlie, if you would play that, please.
To answer the first question, I'm laughing, too. They actually, Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that.
Wait for it. Wait, this is live time. Wait for it. Back then.
The answer is, I believe he is in the past essentially acknowledged that he was. There are certain things that he would do or did.
And the laughing. We like to laugh. But... We did it, Joe. We did it, Joe. Get out there. Where's the nut house? And wait, they yell at me. So this happens, right? Now, you heard all that. That's the current day presidency of the United States of America, okay? And you watch it, and all they do is yell at us, and then Biden is criticizing Donald Trump. He's about populism. But he's criticizing Donald Trump, and that was the press conference. He couldn't, and you know what, by the way, I would be there as well. I'm not saying I would be any better. I'm just saying, but I'm not running for president, all right? And if I ran for president, I'd have it together, a little bit together. So then I go to a new hotel. Yes, thank you. And I go across town, and I go into a new hotel. This is when I checked in. I think I told you this yesterday. And the girl's, oh, hi, Joe Piscopo. Hi, Joe Piscopo. You're Joe Piscopo, like that. And sometimes that happens. You go, okay. And she goes, wow, you're much cuter in person. So I said, oh, listen.
Hell.
I said, yeah, I know. Hello. Oh, listen, at my age, you know, thank you.
How you doing?
To be, yeah. I know. The next, at my age, to be called cute is like, you go, could you say that again, please? Thank you very much. And the, or you go like this. You turn really creepy. Hi. Hey.
Hi,
how are you? So she was like my best friend. Couldn't do enough for me at the hotel. Great. Ba-ba-bang. And we got the room and everything's great. And then I had a crazy day yesterday running all around. And all good. And then I go to check out. And she goes like this. She goes, oh, Joe, great to see you. Wow, I told my sister. I did the selfie. We did everything. She's a big fan. And then she goes, yeah, that other gal says, hey, do you know who that is? And so I'm of course my ego's going, oh, that's good. They recognize me again. Yeah, it's just Joe Piscopo. Like, yeah. Hey, well, what's that? So as soon as she goes, you know who that is? He's on Fox. Listen to me. He's on Fox. He's a Republican. This is what the girl was so nice that I met. This is my life. She was so nice. She goes, what difference does that make? Oh my gosh, he's such a nice guy. What's it going? So, but the one person saw me, had seen me on Fox. Now I am the enemy. I'm the enemy. Listen to me. This is the way it is because I'm on Fox. Automatically, I'm a Republican. I'm not even registered for crying out loud.
Can't possibly be a nice person.
But this is what scares me. So she was so nice, and I said, "Yeah, well, that's the way it is, you know." Anyway, so it was a really nice exchange. But to look, this is the problem with the country. To look at somebody and just do automatically assume, and then just say, and then just because they don't agree with you, there's hate. This is what's wrong with the country. And for Biden to attack Trump, and I don't like when Donald Trump attacks anybody either. We should just, from the top, it should be classy. They should step back. And they should, and you know who did that great? And it was all an illusion. It was Barack Obama. He was great. He really didn't attack. He would just, he'd zing somebody and then he'd pull back. And that's the way, but I don't know, he didn't accomplish anything as a president. He never went to the south side of Chicago. Makes me crazy that the first black president never showed up. That makes me crazy. But he was savvy. There was star swagger there. And he knew what to say and what not to say. Just a little refinement. President Reagan, of course, wrote the book for everybody. Since then, we haven't had a president like that. However, you can't go around just assuming somebody's on another network and you're going to hate them. It's the same thing. If I saw somebody, some of the off the chart people. Oh, when I was at CNN, then Brian Stelter, the guy that does the media over there, then he was like right next to me. And at first, when I first went over there, this had to be a year or so ago, maybe more. The last time I was on CNN was like forever. And Stelter, he wouldn't talk to me. I could say it was like he was looking straight ahead. And I looked at him and I said, God, what's with that? What's with that? Because if we don't have an exchange and we don't have an exchange of ideas, then we really got a problem in the country. And I think that's the problem with the country, why there is hate. Get into it. Get right to it and talk about it. And don't hate just because somebody said to me that they love, oh, you can't make fun of Andrew. He's an Italian. Andrew Cuomo, you can't make fun of him. You know what? I understand it. It's okay. Somebody said to me the other day, I told you, the man I admire, somebody I admire immensely, a hero to me, Joe, your politics, what are you doing? Look at this guy. And he goes after Donald Trump a little bit. And my attitude is, I'm just, you can criticize like that, but you don't hate. You can criticize and we can have an exchange back and forth. So now I said, oh my God, I'm walking out of that hotel, and I'm the bad guy because I was a fox.
How
that was
dare you?
Speaking of fox, a fox attacked a four-year-old girl down by Great Adventure down in Jackson Township, New Jersey. When I tell you where I live out in the boondocks, by the way, we have fox. Listen, we have coyote. You'll see a small animal walking around. It looks like a dog, and you're waiting. And you go, whoa, 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 it's a coyote. I saw a bear. I saw a bear the size of Al Gattulo the other day. It was just walking.
It was me, not the bear. It's okay.
It was Al in a bear suit.
Hey there, boo boo.
Knocking at the eyes. That bear was
big. Got any
big,
food?
Brother. And then I had a bear, I told you this before, come up to the door. I've come up right to the house.
You on the ring cam? Hey, hi. Your package is here.
It was a bear. It came right up to the door. And in New Jersey, when you look at a bear, the bear looks back at you and goes, What are you looking at? Right. They don't care. They don't get scared for nothing. The deer, too. How many times, if you go in New Jersey, drive a deer, and a deer's in the middle of the road, they stop, right. The lights are on, you jam on your brakes, and slowly the deer just looks at you like, yeah? You like, go ahead, hit me. Go ahead. I swear to God, hit me. I'll kick you
black
with this
wolf bear,
like
Joe.
You never got. I'll kick you like you've never been kicked before in Jersey. Hey, yeah, Joe on the radio, and we
got no
we
food gotta... in the pail. That's why I'm knocking on the door.
Oh, my Lord. What a day. I'm on Fox. Hey, so Joe on the radio, Charlie Baldy is producing for us today and doing a great job, by the way. KT McFarland on the show. Always honored to have KT. And I got to tell you, I can't hold it in. Because there are some women I have such admiration for, and KT McFarland is one of them, And I'll just tease it.
Yeah, do it.
I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to be disrespectful. Some people I'm just in awe of, and I kind of go gaga over fanboy kind of thing. And I go, but I didn't want to say, I had a conversation yesterday. You ready for this?
You ready?
Tina Sinatra.
Ooh.
That's
awesome.
A Tina Sinatra. We talk with Secretary of States. We talk with great folks in politics. I've talked to presidents. I was like gaga fanboy.
That's awesome. Were you like, hi? Hi, Tina.
I did Gleason. I'm gonna. I was like fanboy. Tina, hi. Joe.
So, chef of the future, can I core a apple?
I was chef of the future. Can core apple? Ooh, can core apple? Oh my God! So isn't that great? We had a great
show. That's awesome.
Great show. I was honored. Actually, honored. Frank Sinatra's daughter, his youngest daughter, the one who actually handles all of the. Does a great job.
That's very cool.
Doing the all of Sinatra estate, and I was just honored. But I fanboyed out, Al. I really
That's good. So there's nothing wrong with that. That's cool. That's really cool.
You know, she was, but she, you know, what she's been through. And then I mentioned some things that I knew because, like, only a real fanboy would know.
Sure.
She was laughing. You know, we were both born on Father's Day, Tina and I.
Really?
Tina and I. My new friend, Tina.
Oh, your new friend, Tina. Oh, you're on a first name basis. Oh, I see. Hey, you know, me and Tina.
But at least she didn't say, you're on Fox.
You're on Fox. I can't talk to you.
Like, what was that? What was that?
That's, I mean, come on. I mean, really, is that really the point of it all? Like, that's all you get out of that? Oh, he's with the enemy. I can't talk to him. And you're right, Joe. That's part of the problem in this country.
He's a Republican. I'm not even a Republican. Right. But listen, I agree with the Republicans far more than I agree anything. And that, and this, I wanted to say this, too. And I know we got a break. You can bring Debbie in, guys. I wanted to just say, do you understand? Hi, Debbie. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
So I wanted to say this person. She goes, her friend said, he's on Fox to me. Like I'm a bad guy. He's a Republican. Like, and I'm saying, whoa. So that means you're going to agree with anything the Democrats say, no matter what. So they're going to follow the Democrats right into the sea with the rest of the lemmings, you know? Oh. It's like that. And I wanted to go to, I want to say, who is this person that said this and explain to her or him, whoever the person was, look, you're getting led by the nose and the Democratic Party is destroying this country. And I wanted to, but I don't, you can't get into it. You can't get into it. You just got to shake, you know, shake your head and go, hi, how are you? You know, that's it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, my God, but I'm apparently branded because I'm on Fox.
You're on Fox?
Fox. He's on Fox.
Funny.
Wait till I tell her it was on Newsmax. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Then forget about
run,
it. Right?
Run.
Run. He's on Newsmax.
I can just imagine the face, too. Yeah.
Oh, he's a Republican. No. And then what am I going to do? Answer? No, I'm not. I mean, I'm conservative, and I agree with the Republican, but I'm not really ready. I'm not going to explain myself. Oh, you got to just smile. Hey, yes. Deb, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. It seems like a nice morning out here, so, you know, not a bad start.
I'll tell you what, though, it took me, you know, when I ran home yesterday, and literally maybe 2.5 hours to get back to Jersey. It's usually an hour 20 trip. They did not move going out of the tunnel last night. Did not move.
It was
jammed. And I'm thinking, like, there's got to be a better way. That's what I really think. When Bloomberg ran the city, and certainly before Mayor Giuliani, and I saw Mayor Giuliani yesterday. I want to talk about that for a second as well. But when Bloomberg ran the city, he was a manager. He was like a business manager. It just worked and flowed better. Now the shutdown, and I know, Deb, you're on top of it, so we'll get right to it. Traffic with Debbie right now, 6:22 on AM 970, The Answer, and a good morning to you, Debbie Duhame.
Thank you, morning, Joe. Yeah, they say road rage is up as well, so be careful out there as you're traveling, that's for sure. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. The LIE westbound slowing down right through Shelter Rock Road. We're also seeing some volume on the LIE westbound right at the Grand Central Parkway with an accident in the left lane. Busy on the Van Wyck northbound up toward Hillside Avenue. It's very solid on the southbound Harlem River Drive as you get down through the 120s. Westbound Bruckner busy right at the Hunts Point Drawbridge. Now, right now, the Hudson River crossings, you're moving okay. Only about 5 minutes in at the Holland. The overnight construction cleared. Lincoln looks okay. No problems at the GWB. It's a stalled vehicle over on 280 West, exit 8, getting up into West Orange. 202 in Morris Township blocked off out by Old Harder Road, and that's all due to some down cables, so definitely steer clear of that as well this morning. And if you're going to be taking rides at the subways, you're off to a nice start over there. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of about 80 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
That's Debbie Duhame. Thank you, Debbie. Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow. Here's this great, great deal from Mike Lindell, $29.98 for a standard queen premium MyPillow. A good Father's Day gift. You know what? Yeah, I'm telling you, you go, you say, look, Dad, here's what I got you. And it's $29.98 when it's due regularly $69.98. That is a savings of $40. I did not do the math. They wrote it down for me to tell me that. But kings are only $5 more. And I sleep on the MyPillow. I sleep on the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper. use the MyPillow towel sets. It's all great. And if you go to MyPillow.com, okay, and then you click on the radio listener square, you use the promo code Joe P, and then you'll find the amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. But think about this, $29.98 for a premium queen standard MyPillow. Come on. This is a great deal. And if you use the promo code Joe P, you get the deal. You go to Radio Listener Square. Here's a number. Can I give you the phone number, too? It's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Use the promo code Joe P.
My name's Ilan Srulovich, founder of Eggard Watch Company. When I was younger, I went through a really tough period in life, and there was one person there who just wouldn't give up on me and made sure I got through it. That person's my dad. Since that day, I was looking for a way to say thank you to him, to create a legacy for him. And watches are what represent that to me. Father's Day is really important for us here at Eggard, because we proudly celebrate the positive roles that fathers take in our lives. Eggard is founded on that principle, to pass on a gift to someone that they will keep with them wherever they go and be reminded of you every time they look down at their wrist. We want to offer everyone listening a chance to get one of our wonderful pieces and become part of the Eggard family and the legacy we want to create this Father's Day. Please use the code FATHERSDAY when checking out for 15% off, and that's eggardwatches.com. E-G-A-R-D watches.com. eggardwatches.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, I'd love to tell you about Rhino Shield. So Joey, my big boy's here. I'm very, very excited. Is in back east. He came back east, back home. And I'm so excited. So last night he came in and he saw the house and he goes, wow, the house looks great. See, it's Rhino Shield. Everybody who sees the house. Before, one guy pulled up before I rhino shielded the house. I remember he was a former state trooper. He was driving me somewhere to an event, and no one was around. And the door was closed. He goes, I thought it was abandoned. The house was abandoned. So your house, because I didn't have any flowers out. It was when I first moved in, you know. It looked like a man. Well, I have since rhino shielded my home. The flowers are out there and looking spiffy and everything. But I got to tell you, the Rhino Shield really, I think, increases the value of your home and your business, too. And it's really interesting because it's sprayed on. It bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco. Listen to me. And people ask me about it. I'm telling you. It has a 25-year guarantee to never chip, peel, or mold. And comes in any color that you want. And by the way, Susan at Rhino Shield is offering a free on-the-spot estimate. On-the-spot estimate. So you have to wait. And when you get your house done by the good folks at Rhino Shield, it is meticulous. They are quick. They're easy to work with. And I want you to call Susan and ask for that free on-the-spot estimate. And also, Susan is offering, talk about great women. Susan's great. And I love that she's an independent businesswoman. You know what I'm saying? All by herself. And as a father of three daughters, I appreciate that more than ever. And she's the only woman representative in all of Rhino Shield around the country. And she's great. And she has a great look to tell you exactly what color would be best for your house if you're not sure. No payments, no interest financing from Susan for a year. And a 25-year guarantee, this is something you want to look into. For your business or your home, please, Rhino Shield. It's the best thing I ever did with my home. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Or you can go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, yeah. Still sounds great. Still sounds great. Michael Jackson with Piscopo in the morning. Huh? This is great. Who's famous that played on this album? Who's the famous?
You're thinking of Beat It and Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen. Yeah. This is a good song, though. I'm not a Jackson
great song.
Fan, but this is great. This is great.
She was more like Beauty Queen from a movie.
And all the videos were shot by a gentleman by the name of Bob Giraldi, I believe. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I think Giraldi shot him. Bob Giraldi shot all my Miller Lite commercials. Great guy.
Cool.
Tough guy. Yeah, Giraldi. Tough guy. I worked with Bob Giraldi, if I may.
Tough guy, like he'd punch you in the face if you didn't get the
take, you felt like that. You're kind of exactly right. So I remember I got hired by Joan Lynn. Look, you remember the names, right? And when I first started out off the comedy clubs, I got hired. Joan Lynn handled Bob Giraldi's casting, and he would put me always in these peripheral commercials, but they were national commercials. And I was just out of the comedy clubs. Graduated college, got out. Into a catatonic stupor for a couple of years, you know. Thank God for Joey's mom. You know, she supported me really, you know, for those years, and supported us. And I did odd jobs. And then I said, well, let me go to comedy clubs. Starts to catch on. Then agents started booking me in commercials because I was like the goofy-looking white guy, I guess. I don't know. Whatever it was. So I go in, and I go into Joan Lynn, and she starts putting me in the commercials directed by this gentleman named Bob Giraldi, a great commercial director. So I did Schlitz beer. It's out there online. I did Schlitz, and I had line here, line there, and we did it for Schlitz. We shot it at, like, the Meadowlands or something. Bunch of guys having a beer like that. And then I remember he goes, okay, here's the day. They say, here's the line. And I said, well, this is the best day we're going to have, or so whatever it was. So I did the line, and Giraldi goes, ah, that was awful. Like that.
Wow.
Yeah. But he didn't say awful. He used another word, and I won't tell you on the air.
All right.
And he goes, that, boom. And I'm going like, okay, welcome to the business, Joe. but he was like, it was like if George Patton directed a commercial, you know? So it was kind of like that.
I love it so.
Yeah. So such smacking me around with his glove, you know. So, but he made you rise up. Then he booked me in the Dr. Pepper ads, remember? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too? I got cast in that, and I go, I'm telling you, by the grace of God, and through Mr. Giraldi, I made so much money at the time for me. It was like, and then I got cast in a National Buick ad where I actually said, you get better gas mileage from this full-size Buick LeSabre than from this VW Rabbit. Letting you lie. But, you know, you did what you had to do, you know. You did what you had to do.
That's great. And I love the fact that you still remember all the lines.
Let me tell you something. Danny Aiello's funeral last year, everybody was heartbroken.
Yeah.
One of the most loved men on earth, one of the great actors of our time, great New Yorker, Danny Aiello. Oh, miss him every day. And love to his family, certainly. And Bob Giraldi was at the funeral. How cool was that? You know, Spike Lee showed up. John Turturro showed up. Yeah. And then I said, he goes, hey, Joe, Bob Giraldi. I'm like, Bob. I said, wow, man. And when I got the Miller Lite commercials and we shot one, then we saw it was going to be a series of spots for 3 years. I said, look, I'll do it. I put in my contract, but I need Giraldi shooting them all. He was just great. He is great. And he's
awesome.
And then I did the commercial too, and I know we got news and we'll get into it in a second. I did Helga. It was like the East German swimmer, but I dressed up as a gal, as Helga, you know, with a wig and everything. I was going, oh, hey, Weyer, good to see you. Hey, let me tell you about Miller Beer. To keep my svelte figure like that. You couldn't do it now. It's politically incorrect, I guess. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, you might identify as Helga.
But it was so, and I was jacked, you know, I was working out, right. So we had a sleeveless dress on, and then I had these tough character actors around me. That's when commercials were creative, you know? And I said, oh, this is fun. So Giraldi, he looks, he goes, oh, this is great. He gets on the camera himself. I'll never forget. We did a track shot. He hopped on the 35mm camera. We used to shoot him in 35 back then, you know. Oh, man, it was great. Great guy, tough guy. He shot all of Michael Jackson. I think most of Michael Jackson stuff. All that great visual. It takes a great Italian eye, I think, in my eye to say that. Hey, at 6:32, we'll go to the calls. I'm babbling. I'm sorry. We're going to have a great week this week, you know, birthday, Father's Day week. Pray God everything is okay. But the station, by the way, is back. Everybody's coming back. Al said the funniest thing, though. When that girl, her friend, looked at me and said, oh, he's on Fox. What if I was on CNN? How would she say that, Al?
Oh, he's on CNN. Hi, this is CNN. How are you?
I could have met a friend. I could have got a friend.
Right?
Ooh, he's on CNN. Look at that.
Look at how's Jake Tapper? Does he really look as good in person?
You know, I really like Jim Acosta. I really do.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta. I love Dr. Gupta. He's great. I listen to every word he says. Fantastic.
Oh my God!
I hang on his bated breath.
With somebody, oh gosh, you know, but you can't. I try to watch.
And that Wolf Blitzer, when he acts scared, I just can't get enough.
Would you like me to do my Wolf Blitzer impression for you?
That's what you should have did. Hey, you know, I do a really scared Wolf Blitzer.
I may be on Fox, but I can do a mean Wolf Blitzer. Let me tell you that. Hi, how are you? That's Wolf Blitzer. Good to have you here. Nice to have you here. What's your name? Hey, where are you from? wolf picking up somebody. You know? Oh, Lord, it's going to be one of those mornings, I think. How are you? 6:32. Charlie Finch. Let's get back to the reality. Professor Finch on the airwaves. Charlie, you got the 50,000 watts. You got the streaming all around the country. You are heard all around the world, my friend. What is on your brilliant mind?
I don't take it for granted, Joe, under assignment from Dr. Rock Positano. Everything, yes, sir, Joe Piscopo, about Michael Jackson's private life is in that song, Billie Jean, if you listen carefully. Ah. Now, over 2 years ago, Bill Barr appointed John Durham to look into the Russia hoax. In those 2 years, we've had one plea deal from a minor functionary named Kleinsmith, who got no jail time. And exactly one leak from the Durham team after the 2020 election, when a career female prosecutor quit that team in a huff. But with a weak president and a crazy vice president, in my view, in charge, there's been a lot of strange action in the Biden Justice Department in the last week. You can read about it on the front page of the New York Times every day. Specifically, Merrick Garland has asked the Inspector General in the Justice Department to investigate his predecessors, both Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr, for their hunt for the leakers who basically set up the Russia hoax, right? And they're going after Apple records, they're going after everything. Now, three of the people who are probably leaking, at least their staffs, Pelosi, Schiff, and Swalwell, are squawking about bringing Rod Rosenstein, Bill Barr, and Jeff Sessions into committee, but they're not going to subpoena them, which in my view, it means that, you know, they don't want to be caught up in this stuff. Now, remember, Joe, the Obama Justice Department, Attorney General Eric Holder, hounded your great friend and guest, Sinclair Media, James Rosen, on these very matters. Yes. The significant part in this is that no one was ever found for anything and indicted under the Trump Justice Department for any of this leaking, which gave the false Russia hoax stuff. Here's what's going on in my view. I think there were double actors, big surprise, in the Trump Justice Department who were telling President Trump, we're going after the leakers, but we're basically sitting on their hands and doing nothing. Yeah. But more importantly, all this activity is developing, in my view, Joe, because people are trying to control the narrative of the Durham report. Will it be a continuation of the Russia hoax? Will it be, as I've said on the show before, that they're trying to pin everything on Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson? So stay tuned. By the way, Joe, do you know who the grand, high, exalted, mystic ruler Jerry Crowley is having lunch with on Friday?
Who is that?
Well, I'm not allowed to mention his name on the air, but I'll give you a hint. Staten Island.
That's right, Frankie Five Boroughs. That's great. Thank you, Charlie. You are too funny. Thank you, Charlie. So that's great. Yeah, Mr. Crowley back in, our grand high exalted mystic ruler, the boss, is coming back. He's back. We're back. Salem, we got our note, official note. We're back, and everybody's coming back in the studio.
Yeah, that was a great note. The note from the company was, for everyone returning full time, here's what you need to do. And I wanted to respond, and I didn't. What if you have been coming in the entire time?
You know,
is there a protocol for that?
I'll tell you what. I got to give credit where it's due, because we always have fun with Al. But Al, through it all, it was showing up every single day. Even with when you say, you know, God forbid you have some kind of underlying thing that could be like cancer or something like that.
I thought you were going to say like Bell's palsy or something.
No, God forbid. But it's like, you know, it's an underlying illness with this virus that was just that word we keep using, insidious. My sister Carol's word, great word, but that's exactly what it was. And Al just kept coming in, masked up, came in every single day. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I mean, my family didn't want to hear me at 5:30 in the morning or 7:30 in the morning screaming at you from my house, you know, about having to read a spot or something. So I think it was probably to the benefit of my family that I didn't do that. So
we're back. So we're back. We're back. Yeah. We're in. Everybody's around. And by the grace
it's good.
God,
about time. And you know what?
Yeah.
People need to get back to work.
Yeah,
that's another thing that we need to talk about. You know,
please,
I get it
please.
That people are on unemployment and they're having a difficult time, but it is time to go back to work. And if the job that you were doing before the pandemic started was not to your liking, whether it was waiting tables or some minimum wage job, You had over a year to figure out what it was that you wanted to do while you were living off the government dole, right? I mean,
it's so true.
You know, we make fun of the Apex Edge. You know, when I can't come to you to make the first step, you have to come to us, right? Get the tools.
Where is that
guy? Well, but think about it. So the modern day Apex is now Lincoln Tech, right? You know, you learn about HVAC, you know, learn in 6 months and you get a job. There are a lot of trade schools that are out there that you can learn a trade, and they need people.
Those are the only people that are going to be working.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Really. Yeah. Well, that's a great point. But the other point is you've been living off the government dole for 14 or 15 months, okay? It is time to get back to work. We have to get these people moving again.
You know,
people if you're afraid, get the shot.
We'll talk about it when we come back. And I want to also talk about Charles, if I can. Charles Baldy producing for us this morning, doing a great job for Joey Sebelia, taking a well-deserved break. In Randolph, New Jersey, this is a big story, and it's not getting the press it should, so we should talk about it. Randolph, New Jersey, they cut out Columbus Day. So the Italian-American Coalition got together with Dr. Alfano and our group. And they went to Randolph. This was in Randolph, New Jersey.
Right.
And they said, you got to keep Columbus Day. You know what the school board did? They cut out all holidays.
Yeah. It's just a day off.
They cut out all holidays. They're not going to name anything. What is wrong with these cowards? These cowards. And thank God for the Italians sticking up. So they're going to go back. Now they want to. There's a petition to fire every single one of those spineless folks that are on the board. And we'll get into that when we come back. Ugh, just another egregious assault, you know? And God forbid that they're on Fox. They're on Fox. You never know.
Are you on CNN? You do your Wolf Blitzer?
I am on CNN. Oh, hi. Police. Let's judge everybody. Let's put the tattoo in my head. CNN or Fox? Come on. You know, see what kind of person they are. Divide the country even further. 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
66 degrees at 640. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Subway riders are seeing everything on trains. From garbage to blood to feces, the Transport Workers Union has been taking pictures of all that grosses out riders each day. They're handing those pictures over to the MTA leaders to prove to them that more subway cleaners are needed throughout the system. The MTA says it has hired more cleaners, but the union says there are as many as 200 unionized subway cleaning jobs that remain unfilled today. Union leaders say the MTA has received a COVID cash infusion from the federal government and should use some of that money to fill those cleaning positions right away. Governor Murphy says people should no longer be waiting to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. It comes as New Jersey reported COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped to their lowest they've been since the beginning of the pandemic. Murphy said you could virtually assume everyone who was recently admitted into the hospital has yet to receive the jab. Nearly 4.4 million people have been vaccinated in New Jersey. In sports, David Patterson firing 6 innings of one-hit shutout ball as the Mets cooled off the Cubs with a 5-2 win at Citi Field. The Amazons have won 4 of their last 5 and are 4 games ahead of the second-place Phillies. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on North Ocean Avenue in Coram. It's an accident over by Old Town Road, so watch for a delay there. Traffic slowing down on the LIE westbound as you get out toward the Grand Central Parkway. 2 lanes blocked with an accident. Traffic still moving slowly on that eastbound Gowanus through the Prospect. Cross Bronx West, heavy through Castle Hill Avenue. The inbound side of the GWB, that's 10 minutes. Lincoln 15, Holland about 20. Over on 280 West, exit 8 into West Orange, a stalled vehicle. 202 reopened in Morris Township. Some down wires cleared. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north by exit 11. It looks like an accident getting up through Woodbridge, so we'll keep an eye on that for you as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, a little bit foggy this morning. High of 80. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 79. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions you need to help your business get out in front and stay ahead of the game. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. It's 6:43 on AM 970, The Answer. If you're in pain, I have the solution to see if we can get you out of pain. This comes from Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor. And it's a three-week quick start. Everybody is at least trying a Relief Factor. Thousands of people take Relief Factor every single day. Now, they can't all be wrong, right? William from California. I talk about Kent. I talk about William. I talk about Joe from New Jersey, right? You could be 100% pain-free. How about that? You know, I was even thinking when I was walking like crazy, I walk around the city, you know, and I go from one to the other. And sometimes you get the pain, hip pain. You get the leg pain, foot pain, but the knee pain could really slow you down. Since I have been taking Relief Factor, and I'm telling you for myself, I'm not making a clinical claim. And I started with the three-week quick start for only $19.95. I have been out of pain. And it was when I started taking the three-week quick start, 5 days, boom, out of pain. And what's awesome is you're walking, you have more purpose in your step, you know, and you're feeling good. You go, whoa, no pain. That's the way Relief Factor works. It's 100% drug-free, and you know you got to try it. So let this be the morning that you go to ReliefFactor.com, all right? ReliefFactor.com. Get that three-week quick start. Let's see if it works for you. It's less than $20. Come on. This is the morning that you do it. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Curtis Sliwa. We can't afford to elect another dope from Park Slope like Bill de Blasio. That's why I'm running for mayor, to support and refund the police and to take back the streets and subways from the criminals. To do that, I need your support to reach our goal by the end of the week. Go right now to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. Your contribution will help save our city at CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Paid for by Curtis Sliwa for Mayor.
Has your relationship taken a turn? Is it time to call it quits? Do complex matters such as custody, alimony, child support, prenups, and financial matters make your head spin? Then tune in every Sunday evening at 5 for Should I Stay or Should I Go? With attorney Tanya Helfand from Helfand & Associates. With over 25 years of experience, Tanya will guide you through the confusing world of family law so that everyone can make the right decision. It's Should I Stay or Should I Go? Sunday evenings at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I am telling you about the Trinitas ER, the emergency room that I love. Oh, I can move in there. But God forbid you have a problem, you need an emergency room. You want to go to the Trinitas Regional Medical Center, serving the Elizabeth and Union County communities. I love they do such a stellar job over there. Everybody knows that. The best news is Trinitas has renovated that ER to serve even better. They doubled the number of treatment rooms. They added state-of-the-art technology. They created separate private areas for families and for seniors. And they honored our friend, the CEO of Trinitas, by naming it the Gary S. Horan Emergency Department. Great people. As you walk in, I use the word comfort when I talk about Trinitas because there's a comforting feeling, you know, because you're scared. You go in to the ER, you go to the hospital, you're a little scared, you get anxiety, you know, and you you feel a little uptight. They're very, very comforting over there, really. And then when you go in, and when I walk into a room and they're sucking the germs out of the room, this germaphobe, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. And then they got the special lights that kill the germs, you know. And that's where you want to go if you, God forbid, need an emergency room. You want to go to the Trinitas Regional Medical Center by visiting TrinitasRMC.org today. Just check it out, okay? TrinitasRMC.org.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio is 6:47 on AM 970, The Answer, am970theanswer.com. We do stream around the country, all around the world, and we're honored to have you with us all around wherever you're listening. And if you're podcasting this, we do this live 6 to 10 every morning. I know, I can't believe 5 days a week we do 4 hours a day. You know, it's like the old days of radio, and then you could pick up the podcast later. And so many of the thousands of people that do, we hear from you, and we appreciate that very, very much. Hey, I want to go, Al, you're talking about David Patterson pitched. How did he pitch yesterday? He pitched a great game, isn't he?
Yeah, pitched a great game against the Cubs.
Amazing, and he can't see. Yeah, because he's legally blind.
That's terrible. That's terrible. How can you say that about the former governor of New York? I mean,
come
on.
You said David Patterson.
I can't see.
I mean, come on.
You said David Patterson. I went, wow, he pitched almost a perfect game.
You know what?
I saw David Peterson, by the way, great guy. What a great guy.
Governor Patterson.
And I saw him yesterday. And I didn't know that he pitched in the Met game. I would have said something.
Thank you. David Peterson. I'm an idiot.
I'm sorry.
I wrote it exactly the way like Ron Burgundy would read it. And so
I can't see.
Right. Exactly. I can't see.
What a great guy. What a funny guy.
Yes. And boy, he throws a mean circle change. Let me tell you.
I thought he was pitching for the Mets for a second, you know. I also saw Mayor Giuliani yesterday, and I just want to stay on this for a second because he's got his own show across town, you know, Midtown, so he doesn't come on this show, but I saw him. He looks great, by the way. He looks great. Mm. He's in shape and he looks great and nothing's bothering him. And I just think it's so wrong that he gets vilified that, and stay with me on this because you got to be careful what you say because people get crazy. But did you ever notice when we say something and then all of a sudden it turns out to be true? And then everybody comes around to our way of thinking, but they never apologize. Like the Wuhan Institute of Virology, we knew it that. And now if you watch Tucker last night, Tucker said they have bats there. Remember, there was no bats. There's no bats in there. They have the bats in there. And Joe Biden doesn't even address it. So you're not wrong in your thinking, you know. So when you have Mayor Giuliani, if I may briefly, and he investigates Hunter Biden, then he goes to Ukraine and investigates Hunter Biden. All of that comes out about Hunter. Everything. That was Mayor Giuliani that came up with all that. And that, what happened to it? Nothing. And to Charles Finch's point, to Professor Finch's point, I think there was sabotage within the previous administration where they just wanted to take down the president and didn't report. You got all that information on Hunter Biden. What happens? All of a sudden, Joe Biden becomes president somehow. Right? Listen to me. Stay with me. And all of a sudden, go after Mayor Giuliani. The Department of Justice goes after Mayor Giuliani. And why do you think that happens? Because of the Hunter Biden thing, of course. And you and I saying, and we say, well, why don't they go after Hunter Biden? That's the logical, any normal human that's just got a normal thinking, pragmatic mind. Well, you go after Hunter because they go after the guy who investigated Hunter. This is scary. And even during the Donald Trump administration, you would see Roger Stone being taken down, you know, like he was John Dillinger or something. This is scary times. I'm telling you. That's why. And then for people to vilify you because you're on Fox, you know, you're on Fox, or you're a Republican, and you want to go, we're not. And I believe I've had it with all the political parties. I really do. I don't believe in the parties because this is not about the party. It's about the country. It's about the individual and about the country. But to vilify somebody because you see them one way or the other, yeah, is wrong to do because I'm telling you, all those people that are not on Fox, that are on the other stations, they're the ones that are being most egregious of all, in my opinion. They're going to go in and they're going to investigate and they're going to take it down. And to Charlie's point, too, nothing's going to come of this Mueller probe, of this Durham investigation, nothing. They're going to let it go. How does, and we'll move on, and I say this really objectively, and I hate to even keep going back to it, but how does Hillary Clinton get off the hook on destroying emails while she's in office? Destroying, bleaching, hammering emails, and she gets away with it, and she got away with it. You know, and she's the one, if you listen to Hillary Clinton, she's the one that kept calling President Trump an illegitimate president. But if we say that about Joe Biden, oh, now we got a problem. Now you can't even mention it. I'm telling you, I think the truth is all going to come out sooner than later. I think it all comes out. So we support Mayor Giuliani and what he did, certainly what he did for the great city of New York. And now he's doing the right thing, investigating something. It was terrible. And I feel bad for Hunter because, indeed, he's an addict. But, my goodness, they won't run it down. They not only don't run it down, they turn it around back on us. And then they vilify us like we're the bad people, and we indeed are not. Joe on the radio, Debbie Duhaime's out there on the road, 652 on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Deb.
Hi, Joe, and we've got some action out here on the roads for you. Let's see what's happening as you take your ride to the LIE westbound at the Grand Central. They're just cleaning up an accident there. It's busy on the 825 connector northbound in Bridgeport, Connecticut, closed with an accident. Ongoing investigation to watch for there as well. And getting reports of an accident on the Harlem River Drive southbound right in the 120s and on 9 southbound at Union Street in Mount Pleasant, accident and a fuel spill. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
I'm a member of AMAC, the fastest growing conservative 50-plus organization in America. Like us, they believe in and stand up for the values that made America so great: faith, family, and freedom. AMAC also works hard to deliver real value to their members, providing the best benefits, discounts, and services you can find in one place. I want you to join AMAC today. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com and join now, or call 888-641-8585.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sun today. Nothing more than a shower in places. It'll become breezy and a bit warmer this afternoon with a high nearing 80. Partly cloudy this evening, then becoming clear overnight down to 61 in Midtown, 53 to 58 in the cooler northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and pleasant with low humidity and a high of 78. Thursday, a nice day with sunshine and a high of 77. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg, thank you, Joey. Can I tell you about Tanya Helfand, certified matrimonial attorney in New York and New Jersey with 29 years of experience. Helfand and Associates, they understand every family situation is unique in a divorce. You don't want to say the word, you know, you don't want to go there. But if you're having a situation, Tanya, just call Tanya, because Tanya will give you a free consultation, by the way. And you can email her as well at Tanya@TanyaHelfand.com. Helfand is H-E-L-F-A-N-D. TanyaHelfand.com. The number, by the way, is 973-428-0800. 973-428-0800. You know, and Helfand Associates represents both men and women in family law matters. They settle 99% of their cases, which is great. You know, in my mind, you want to settle, but yeah, sometimes you just can't. Sometimes you got to fight. And if you got to fight, Helfand and Associates are there for you. They cover custody, alimony, child support, as well as complex financial issues that the courts never understand. I have been there. I've been there a couple times. It's a nightmare. It's just a plain nightmare. And you don't deserve that. No one deserves that. You need somebody to watch your back. And Tanya Helfand at Helfand and Associates is there for you. All right. And you got to check out Tanya's new show. Everybody's talking about the name of the show. Should I Stay or Should I Go? I love it. And that's with Tanya herself, by the way, Sundays at 5 p.m. Tanya from Helfand and of Helfand and Associates, right? And you can hear Should I Stay or Should I Go right here, 5 p.m. Sundays on AM 970, The Answer. You on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. KT McFarland coming up in the next hour. We are honored to have KT with us, one of the brightest of minds, especially geopolitically. We're going to see what's going on. What's going on with this President Biden's European trip? I mean, and meeting with Putin. it looks like a big bust to me, but you're not going to know if you watch the mainstream media. KT has the truth. Sheriff Sean Golden from Monmouth County doing a great job. He's got a great event we want to tell you about that's happening in New Jersey next Wednesday. Councilman Joe Borelli is with us. Dr. Ian Smith. Ian is a great guy. He's got that book, Fast Burn. And we're going to talk about the side effects of the vaccines, what's going on with the vaccines. Another vaccine is coming out. Dr. Smith will break that down for us. Dove Hyken is going to talk about Israel. Mike Gallagher is going to check in. And then we tell you about the truth in the news. The award-winning investigative journalist John Solomon, the founder of Just the News, will join us. Joe Piscopo with Al. Charlie is here. Debbie is here. And Nakara is here. And we're coming right now.